Brad Edwards on the Out of Bounds show and the Corona Premier guest line. Do you think Ohio, real quick, do you think Ohio State could get hurt? Cristobal, I don't know how much he'll win, but I think Cristobal and Napier are going to keep more players in the state of Florida. I think they're going to get after it and be aggressive, Brad. And I'm hearing some good things from both. Could that hurt Ohio State, who started dipping hard into Florida and getting kids to fly through Atlanta and get to Columbus? How do you see that, Brad?
Yeah, you know, I have a hard time deciding who I think it's going to affect the most. Certainly Ohio State's gotten some good players out of there, but so has Alabama. I mean, you think about, I mean, just at receiver alone, you know, Alabama got Amari Cooper, Calvin Ridley, and Jerry Jeudy three in a row, all out of South Florida. I mean, that's right there in what's now Cristobal's backyard. Took them. Those are players that would have, in the past, always gone to Miami. And they were, you know, all just very, very important players for championship teams that Alabama had. You know, and then, I don't know, like, I mean, Georgia gets some guys. Clemson has gotten guys out of Florida, maybe not, you know, all the way down to South Florida. But I think it's just going to be more difficult for everybody to go down there. Maybe for Ohio State, it's a bigger deal just because they're not going to get as much talent in their region as some of the, like, you know, look, I mean, Alabama's obviously not going to build a championship team mostly from the state of Alabama. But even if they lose a few guys from Florida, they can pick up, you know, they can pick up somebody else from Georgia or Louisiana or whatever. I mean, just they can still get enough guys out of that region of the country, whereas Ohio State pretty much is going to have to get about half their starters from well away from Columbus in order to be able to continue to compete at this level. So I don't know. Maybe this is what Saban needs for his parity, right? Some great recruiters to end up at in Florida and California. And if that happens, that will put a little bit of a dent. And I tell you who it is advantage to, though. I think it's advantage to Georgia, because Georgia, there's so much talent in that state. I know Kirby goes out of state and gets guys, but he doesn't have to. I want to say that
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. Zbiotics is backed with 100% money back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers.
Georgia was, I believe, second in the most players drafted in the recent NFL draft.
Right.
State of Georgia high schools. So, I mean, it's there's enough there that Kirby doesn't have to leave the state to have, if not the best roster, at least still very close to it. So I don't know that he's as dependent as some of the others are on going into Florida to get great players.
Blake, we've got 2 minutes or less.
It's quick. So okay. We started this whole thing about parity, and one of the things that Bo and I came up with was this list. And I said, obviously you have right now Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State have the talent profile year in and year out to be title contenders. But then we came up with 6 other schools that I said, you know, if they have the right QB, right, they other things line up for them. LSU, Florida, Southern Cal, Texas, Clemson, and Miami. Of those, LSU, Florida, and Clemson have shown you they can do it in recent years. The other 3 haven't. Do you agree with that list? And also, is there another team who you might put on that list of any given year they have the talent profile if they hit the QB position the right way?
Yeah, and you know, when you said that, you just reminded me, as much as I'm saying that this is kind of advantage to Georgia in recruiting with those guys, you know, going to Florida, where it's not an advantage is if Florida actually becomes good,
right?
Like, if Florida becomes good, that's going to affect Georgia more so than just not being able to get players out of there. But I agree with your list. I would add Texas A&M because who knows what Texas A&M could have done the last 2 years if they had a really good quarterback. If Jimbo gets one, maybe that changes things. You know, off the top of my head, I can't think of another one. Maybe Florida State, but Florida State's going to have to upgrade recruiting all over the roster again first before the quarterback would make enough difference for them. But we've seen it. We know how much difference it makes to have the quarterback. I think the big thing is what's the likelihood that two or three of the schools that are already dominating are not also going to have a great quarterback?
Right.
Because in recent years they have. But yeah, you get a Joe Burrow and you got the receivers and running backs and all that to go with them, then you can have that one great year.
All right, I'm going Napier and Lincoln Riley turn the corner before any of the others that we were discussing. But we'll see. Hey, it was it was great to catch up, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Brad Edwards on the Corona Premier Guest Line. Joining us on the Out of Bounds Show, 105.9 The Zone ESPN, author of the book, Dynasty by the Numbers, on the Saban era and the greatest decade-plus run in college football history. Brad Edwards joining us on the Out of Bounds Show. If you missed any of the show, please hit Apple Podcasts or Spotify and search Out of Bounds with Bo Bounds. We'll be back tomorrow. Mike Dettillier, WWL Radio TV New Orleans at 8:30. Breeze back in the NFL.